You may know that the Vikings beat Columbus to America, but did you know Columbus wasn't the second, but the third European to reach North America? You may have heard the 13th Amendment ended slavery, but did you know it is still legal and practiced in the United States? You may have a favorite dinosaur, but did you know none of these are dinosaurs? Learn the truth behind these and much more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.
In terms of species to species change happened. I disagree with Darwinian evolution.
Why is that?
Because there's no material proof of it. When you look at the family tree from the first amoeba or whatever to where we are now, on the family tree of our evolution tree, only the nodes are really filled in. So what species we came for is basically just extrapolation, and then there's no intermediary evidence, there's no crossover evidence. Evolution was built on the Piltdown Man hoax.
That's literally false.
By a Jesuit priest named Pierre Tailman Deschardins, and by the time we realized the Piltdown Man was a hoax, it was 50 years later.
Is this what a series of intermediates would look like? I'm going to give you a hint. The answer is yes. So I'll ask the question again. Is this what a series of intermediates would look like? And keep in mind the answer is yes.
How can the answer be yes? Because those all look like human skulls.
They pretty much all of them are human skulls, except for the earliest. Those are our pro-homo ancestors. So I'll ask the question one more time. Is this what a series of intermediates would look like? And just as a reminder, the answer is yes.
Yeah, the real answer would be no, because basically 99% of those are human skulls. And then you just extrapolated. Nope. Well, we evolved, so you say the first one's different.
Do you know what a human is?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A human is made by God, and it's not a chimp. It's not an ape. It's not a
human
bamboo.
Is an ape. Do you know what an ape is?
If a human is an ape, how big of a difference is that 3-4%?
Does your mom have tits?
Mutation.
Does your mom have tits?
Do you think that makes her an
ape? Does your mom have tits?
Do you think that makes
her? Does your mom have tits?
What's the point?
Does your mom have tits?
Yeah, she has the similar
body.
Okay,
she's a mammal, right?
Are you kidding me? So because they're similar body parts, they might as well be the same species?
No, not the same species. They're in the same classification of life, which is mammal.
But how can you say that with no intermediary fossil proof? There is none. And Darwin in
I don't need an intermediate. I don't need an intermediate titty to know that your mom is a mammal.
That's not the claim we're dealing with, though. We're dealing with the claim of macroevolution from the beginning of time, which is one of the implications, to now, which is that we evolved from damn near a speck of dust. Prove
I don't
that.
Believe that. You do believe that, probably literally, because I assume you're a Bible-believing Christian.
Well, yeah, and there is okay. No science that's...
So I don't believe that, but you do believe that.
What is the biogenesis of the universe if you're going to cut that corner? Because evolution
is believing that humans came from a speck of dust your way of pejoratively saying, if you believe that claim, you are an idiot?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, and that is what you believe, because you believe humans came from a speck of dust that God yeeted and skeeted and then breathed the life into. And then that's where the first person came from.
Yeah, but the thing about
and then
the
he
proof
created
God,
a trans woman from him.
The thing about the proof of God is that if God in his qualities is true, then it's hard for a human like me to even prove him. If God does exist, you couldn't even really measure him materially, which all of science today misses out on. Like, you guys only deal with the material anyway.
We're talking about evolution. So if evolution was true, what would the evidence look like?
It would look like, okay, the first...
Let me give you a hint. It would look exactly like this.
No, it wouldn't, because you're starting with mammals. Evolution says there was a... evolution also includes that there's an 8-10 billion year old universe.
Do you know where the very first Bible ever written ever is?
The very first Bible ever?
The first Bible ever written ever. Do you know where it is? Do we have it?
We have copies of copies. I don't know if we have the original Bible.
Okay, so then the Bible, you can't say that anything that's in the Bible is true because we don't have the original and we don't have the intermediates between the very first story and then the second story and then the third story and then the fourth story and then the fifth story. We don't have the entire sequence of that, so I don't care what we have today. I don't care what kind of evidence, or I don't care what examples of the Bible that don't go all the way back to the original we have, just like this. I don't care about any of that because the Bible is false unless you have 100% of all of the examples of every iteration of it, including the very beginning when it was only the first story and then every single sequential story leading up to the one we have today. If you don't have that, then it's false.
But we do have that. The only thing that changed with
the
Bible...
Oh, where is the very first Bible story ever written? Where is the story?
I believe it was at the Vatican Council.
Really? The very first time the creation story of Genesis was ever written was at the Vatican Council?
No, if you're talking about when it was all consolidated into one, I think it'd be the Council
of
Trent.
No, see, that doesn't mean anything to me. I need the very first original Bible story.
That would be Genesis 1.
Yeah, where is it?
I've got one right here. I can read it to you.
No, that book that you have was printed probably in the last 10 years. I need the original. Where is it? In fact, the one you're holding is a confirmed hoax, right? You know that that's not actually the original story, right? That was printed in the last 10 years. That's literally a biblical hoax. See,
yeah, but
like literally take all the Bibles in the world. The vast majority of them were printed in the last 20 years, none of those are the original stories. Almost every single Bible is literally a hoax. It's the greatest biblical hoax in history. I can't believe that people actually believe it, even though we can prove it's not the original story. What you guys did was you just took like a pig's tooth and then the jawbone from a donkey. What you did is you took a bunch of stories that were written 20 years ago, and then you say, oh yeah, this is a 6,000 year old story. Nuh-uh.
So this book that is only claimed to be, 2,000 years old is longer and bigger than any book for proving evolution. So for you to say, well, first of all, this book...
Yeah, but what I have and you don't have is evidence.
Dude, I have a comprehensive book on humanity's values for 2,000 years. You have hearsay and extrapolation. There is no intermediary evidence.
How much do you value people that are not from where you're from or don't look like you? Because the Bible values them less than intertribal people.
How so?
If you read your book, what you find is if somebody kills somebody's slave... who are to be captured from the people around them.
Are you talking about penalty, Exodus 20?
The penalty for killing somebody's slave is just a monetary penalty. Whereas if you kill like a fellow Israelite, you have to pay blood for blood.
And what...
those are the values that you hold. A human life is worth the same as any other human life... unless they're a slave from outside my community, then they're just worth 30 pieces of silver. That's all.
But have you ever asked?
Is that what you believe?
That? Well, when you say it cut and dry like that,
do you believe that a slave from another country is worth less than your life?
Do you believe?
Yeah. So the question is: do you believe that a slave from another country is worth less than your life?
I don't. agree with the premise of your question because you're ignoring the context for what you're attacking the Bible
with. The context is people that are slaves and are stolen from the region around you are worth less than other people.
Are you talking about Exodus 20?
It might be Exodus. It might be Leviticus. There are lots of regulations around slavery in there, and I don't commit them to memory.
And what are
but I do know what they say.
But what are the two types of the slavery? There's two types.
There's chattel slavery and then there's debt slavery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chattel slaves, if you kill them, you just pay a fine to the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, is that the way you feel about life? According to God, if you kill an Israelite, then the penalty is life for life because a human life is worth another human life. Unless that person is an outside slave, then there's just a monetary penalty. Is that how you feel about human life?
That was the tradition at the time.
The question is that how you feel? I know this is difficult for you, but you got to unmute yourself. You have to push a button to do that.
Oh, I didn't know you muted me.
Yeah, and I will every time you don't answer the question. Is that how you feel?
I don't feel anything about it, but I disagree.
Yeah, so agnosticism isn't an acceptable position. Is that how you feel? Do you think that slaves from outside your particular ethnic group or whatever are worth less than your life or somebody else that's part of your national ethnic group or whatever?
No. They're not.
No, but why God does think that way. So
wait,
do you get your values from God?
Wait, no, my turn for a question. Why do you think because it was...
Nope. So this is how God thinks. So why do you think different from God? And apparently, where do you get your values from? Because it's not from God.
So again, that's like two questions in a row. Can I go back at you now?
No.
What? Sit down interview?
It's an interrogation and you're losing.
Nice.
Yeah.
But
nice.
No, what you're
so even, why does the God you believe in think that human life goes on different tiered value systems? Why does your God think that way?
He doesn't. I've been trying to explain for 5 minutes why he doesn't, but you keep trying to hammer in this point for some reason. He doesn't. That was the world of antiquity. And yeah, God was using flawed humans to show how we are, okay?
Nope. They didn't have a system of slavery until God told them, this is how you will do your slavery.
Totally not true. You just lied.
No, I didn't.
You're telling me slavery didn't exist until they were writing this stuff down.
You have evidence of the Israelites going around practicing slavery, and then God said, well, here's the way you're going to do the slavery instead. The Exodus literally never even happened. So, like, if you want to point to secular data that says slavery was going on in this region, and then there were, like, ancient law books or whatever. I mean, I don't know if I would necessarily call like Deuteronomy and Leviticus ancient law books or whatever. But then what happened is people started encoding their belief system really by just copying their neighbors, like Hammurabi's code, and then rationalizing and justifying what they did into their books. I would agree, but you're not using the Bible to form any of your beliefs. If we go with the biblical account, these horrible people were wandering the desert. And then God said, okay, here's how this is going to work. We haven't implemented any of this yet, but you're going to buy slaves from the nations around you.
You act like this was just randomly happening, though. Like,
what does it mean to randomly happen?
When I say this, you just say it as a hot sound bite. Like, hey guys, did you know this fun fact? Why were they wandering in the desert? Why were they doing all this stuff? You just say it for shock value. You don't explain any of this at all to your audience. You just say the hottest thing you can say.
So hot. But
no, like there are two forms of slavery in the Bible. There's debt slavery, which ended in 7 years. And then there was chattel, which is capturing the warriors of soldiers of warring nations.
It says you can inherit their children as property for life.
Why? Because they were
horrible people.
because they were trying to slaughter each other. They were horrible
people.
Where
does it say that? Yeah, the Israelites were horrible people. Yeah.
They were, well, they, I mean, that's the point of the book, though, bro, that they were flawed.
That the Israelites were horrible people is the point of the book?
Dude, Abraham married his sister. If you're trying to, like, ad hominem. I know. If you're trying to ad hominem the Bible, you don't have any ground to stand on, because the whole point is that flawed humans are used for God's will. So when you say they're just wandering on the desert, yeah, there's a reason, because they were sinning in the evil, degenerate Babylon. That's why.
They, the Jews in Babylon, were sinning, and that's why they wandered the desert for 40 years. I think you have your story confused. They left Egypt, and yes, they did fall short of God's graces. They worshipped the golden calf when they were told not to do shit like that, for example. And that's part of why it took so long. But no, the exile out of Babylon and the Exodus, and you are mixing your stories up.
No, they worshipped false idols, and that led them astray. That's why they wandered for 40 years.
It's so not because. Why does God think that a slave from a different nation is worth less than a fellow Israelite?
Because the fellow Israelites were laying the lineage for Christ. Because Christ is not just a mythical figure, he's said to be a descendant of, I believe, King David.
And so this why was it that God said, or how is taking slaves and then saying, and then when those slaves have children, keeping those children as your property for life without the express written consent of the NAACP, the NBA, the NFL, or any or Fox or any of those organizations, or the people involved? Why is it that without their consent you can do that? How is that the means toward the end? Why would God do that?
You act as if it's different today. You can inherit.
Yeah, so the question is, why did your God say, well, I need kid slaves in order for Jesus to ever be born? What kind of dumbass God do you believe in?
That is the world of antiquity. I don't know what you don't understand.
The world of antiquity is Jesus would have never been born unless there were child slaves?
No, it's that the world wasn't.
On a scale of 1 to yes, how stupid are you? That's the next question.
I believe people like you would need a source that their mother loves.
Yes. So can you ground this argument that Jesus could never have been born from the line of David unless child slaves existed? Can you ground that argument in anything?
Is that what I said?
Yes.
I said that?
Yes.
So you just lied.
Nope. So can you ground the argument that Jesus could never have been born from the line of David unless child slaves existed?
That wasn't my argument.
It was your argument.
No, you're a liar.
No, you said God set this up because the whole point was for Jesus to have been born from the line of David. This was just
literally what
you said. I could probably rewind the stream and we could listen to it together. Should we use the power of friendship to do that?
I wouldn't call us friends, brother, but...
No, I would never be friends with somebody like you.
Oh,
we could listen to it together.
You had enough yet?
I'm ready when you're ready to stop.
Which is capturing the warrior.
They're
kind of like ad hominem because wandering on the desert
in Egypt or
false idol. It's
so,
not because
fellow Israelite.
It's we're laying the lineage.
Okay. Yep. I found it. Here we go. Here we go. And
the fellow Israelites were laying the lineage for Christ because
there you go. That was your argument. The reason this was happening was because the Israelites were laying the lineage for Christ. So remind me again, who's a liar?
So you
I'll
are,
make the hold on. I'll get that wasn't fair because what I should do is give you a hint. The answer is you. You are a liar. So, anyways, who's a liar?
Oh, you're doubling down.
Because you said it.
No, you're still the liar because, again, you're kind of conveniently just saying that God just wanted child slavery because, you know,
No, I didn't say that. You said that. You said they were laying down the lineage for Jesus. That was your response to me saying, why did they have to have child slaves? That was your answer.
Why does God think that a slave
from a different nation is worth less than a fellow Israelite?
Because the fellow Israelites were laying the lineage for Christ, because Christ is not just a myth.
Okay, so in that specific context, we weren't talking about the I didn't say the child slaves. In that specific context, I said, why did God set up a system where these Israelites are doing chattel slavery? And you said because they were trying to bring about the lineage of Jesus.
God set up that system? Where is your proof that God set up that system?
The Bible.
You don't have a verse because God did not invent slavery. Slavery was a creation of man, and men doing fallen things does not mean that the Bible's wrong. And we were talking about evolution, by the way, and then you went to attacking the Bible after I attacked your Piltdown Man hoax.
The Bible's literally a hoax. Almost all the Bibles were written only like within the last 20 years or so.
Really? Do you see any, if the Bible's a hoax, why is it typically those older, more, you know, just.
Stay on mute for a little bit.
Dude, what is wrong with you? Are you good?
You want me to go in alphabetical order?
Dude, are we.
Your male and female slaves are to come from the nations around you. You can bequeath them to your children as inherited property and make them slaves for life. Leviticus 25, verses 44. And 46, it doesn't matter if God didn't invent slavery. He's explicitly telling people, do slavery in this way. If God thought that slavery was bad or wrong or immoral, then God could just say, don't do it. If God can tell people, don't eat shellfish, God can say, don't own human beings as property. But the people that wrote this story were moral monsters, and the God that they invented likewise was as well.
Nice, dude. I think you watched Matt Dillahunty 101. But no, just because barbaric things were happening does not mean the Bible's untrue.
I didn't say that makes the Bible not true. You want to talk about evolution some more? Because you got really, you got very upset that we changed the subject. So do you want to talk about evolution?
We can talk about evolution. We can talk about the Bible.
Great. Why are humans and chimps 98.6% genetically the same?
Why is that 1% difference 35 million nucleotides?
The question is, why are we 98.6% genetically the same?
I don't know everything, dude, but that you can't just lump them together and say, well, close enough. That's my 40th great-grandpa. You can't do that.
Chimpanzees are not our ancestors. We're related to them.
Right. There's Homo sapien and Homo erectus, which is just a racial difference, but you guys act like it was a species difference. There's all types of
problems. Homo erectus was a completely different species.
It was a 2.5-inch taller human.
Homo erectus was shorter than modern humans, and there are other anatomical differences that set them apart from us as well. Like Homo sapiens, us, we're the only primates that ever had a chin. We're the only human species that has a chin that actually flares out, for example. There are plenty of diagnostic ways. And the timeline, we never coexist. Well, no, that's not true. I think we did coexist with some Homo erectus that lived in like Southeast Asia at our earliest period in history. But anyways.
So what is your best evidence for evolution?
Genetics and the fossil record.
If
evolution were true, then it would mean all life on the planet is related, right?
No, it would just mean that it comes from organic molecules, the carbon.
God, you're stupid. So I assume you have parents, right? Because you exist.
You know what organic means? It means life, molecules.
You have parents, right? Because you exist. So I'm assuming you have parents, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did they make you?
They did the deed.
Okay. And what could we do to confirm whether or not those two people are your parents?
What could we do to, you got the DNA test, yeah.
We could look at the DNA. Okay, so when organisms reproduce, they pass down genes. So if evolution is true, it would mean all life on the planet shares genes. All life on the planet does share genes.
That's just overlap.
Yeah, which is exactly what would happen if evolution occurred.
As all scientists today would say, there's correlation but not causation.
Literally nobody has ever said that.
Dude, you literally just said, well, there's some genes that are the same, so clearly we came from monkey. Dude, this was never...
Yep, that's how evidence works. If so-and-so committed the murder, then their DNA should be at the crime scene. Oh, their DNA's at the crime scene. We have evidence that puts them there.
But you're fence hopping the meaning of evolution mid argument. Evolution doesn't say that just the DNA is related. It says we started from here, this tiny point. It says we started.
Nobody says that.
Dude, if evolution is true, then the universe is billions of years old. Right?
That's the Big Bang, not evolution. But luckily, we know that that's true as well.
They are intertwined.
They're literally not.
Bro, if evolution it happened, then the universe has to be billions of years old.
It doesn't have to be. Do you believe in God?
You believe in
this. Do you believe in God?
Bro.
Do you believe in God?
Yeah.
Is your God all powerful?
Dude, logical trick off.
Is your God all-powerful?
Nice Euthyphro dilemma, bro.
I'm not doing a Euthyphro dilemma. Is your God all-powerful?
He's more powerful than the human
That's great.
Logic.
So here's where this is going. Your God could have created the entire universe not
if I was
billions
God,
of
I
years ago, maybe only way. Many millions of years ago, and then your God could have created an Earth where evolution happens. So those two things are not... they don't necessarily have to coincide together. To say otherwise is for you to deny that your God is all powerful.
No, because the Bible says the world, or it doesn't really even say it, but it goes against the idea that the universe is billions of years old. And if the universe is only...
Which is how we know the Bible is false.
But you can't even... When I asked you to prove that we came from the...
If the universe is 6,000 years old, how far should we be able to see?
I don't know. Ask the science guys on that one. But
6,000 light years. Can we see farther than that? Yes. The Bible is false.